Good vach, Rabos. I hope all is good. Today's daf is Ervin, daf Yud Gimel. And we are here at the bottom of Yibes and Yibes on the last line, quoting something we had said in the Mishnah. We had said, Mishimar Mishmal, Amar Talmud Echad, what Talmud said in front of Rabbi Akiva, in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, that Beishama and Beisel agree if the Mavui is less than four Amos wide. So again, Beishama had said in the Mishnah that he needs a Lechi and a Korah, Beisel had said he needs a Lechi or a Korah. So the Talmud had said in front of Rabbi Kiva that really Beisham and Beisel agree that less than four amos wide for the mouth of the Mavui is going to... Beisham agrees with Beisel that you only need either a lechi or a korah. And Rabbi Kiva Omer, Alzel, Alzel Nechku, Rabbi Kiva said, no, the machlokes extends in both situations. So Rabbi Kiva, Hainu Tanakama. So if you remember, the Tanakama also said that... That's the machlokas. I mean, the machlokas by both of them, right? Again, the Mishnah presented it as just a blanket machlokas without any specifications of the mavui. So Rabbi Kiva is saying that they disagree by both cases. So that's the same as the Tanakama. So Yibeinahu, Rav Achli v'Tema Rav Yechiel. This is the case that Rav Achli or Rav Yechiel said, which we said before. That was on Yibezim and Aleph yesterday. Again, that if it's less than four tefachim, it needs nothing. So that is the nafkamina between Rabbi Kiva and Tanakama, but v'lo mesayme. But we can't really tell who holds what. I mean, it seems to me that would be the nafkamina that whether it's less than four tefachim, you don't need anything. Either the Rabbi Tanakama would hold that you still have a machlokes, or Rabbi Kiva would hold you still have a machlokes, but we can't tell who says what. Tanya related to Raisa, Rabbi Kiva, lo amar Rabbi Shmuel, amar Rabbi Kiva, lo amar Rabbi Shmuel davar zeh. When the Talmud reported this in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, that Beisham Beisel don't argue less than four amos, that Rabbi Kiva said it's actually not true. But Rabbi Yishmael never said this. Ela also Talmud Amar Davar Zeh. Rather, the Talmud said this erroneous statement. V'halacha goes to Talmud, and the halacha is like him. So Gemara says, what? Agufa kasha. That's contradictory. Marta lo Amar Rabbi Yishmael davar zeh. You said that the Talmud was mistaken. Rabbi Shmuel never said this. And Alma less halacha helchus akivase. Apparently, right? That's not the halacha. For Rabbi Shmuel didn't say this. The other Amris, and then he went and said halacha goes to Talmud. The halacha is like this Talmud. So did he make a mistake or not? So Rabbi Yudamar Shmuel lo Amar Rabbi Kiva ela lechadid ba Talmidim. No, inachinami. That Rabbi Kiva only said this to sharpen his Talmidim. As Rashi says over here. What's it called? Right, lahai halacha ka'oso talmid el lachadis ha'talmid. Then why did he say this? She'asimu libam la'torah, so they should pay attention. V'yomru pilpul milibam lafichach she'yiv shivchu b'fneim. So he wanted them to participate. He wanted them to say their own shitas and their own chachma, their own logic back and forth. So that's why he said this out loud, and that's why it was reported as such. Okay, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, and Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says a different answer. He says Amar Nirin Itzmar, that Rabbi Akiva never said that the halacha is like him, but that Nirin, that it makes sense that the Talmud's, even though Rabbi Yishmael never said this, the Talmud's logic is sound. And again, that speaks to how he was teaching and how he wanted his Talmidim to understand and kind of sharpen themselves, etc. Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, Kol Mako Shatama. Let's say Mishum Rabbi Yishmael Amar Talmud Echad. The Fnei Rabbi Akiva, anytime you find this phrase that one Talmud reported Rabbi Yishmael's teachings in front of Rabbi Akiva, Enu other Rabbi Meir. That's referring to Rabbi Meir. Sheshimis is Rabbi Yishmael, Vyas Rabbi Akiva, who learned under and was serviced Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, not at the same time, but I guess we'll see in a second. The Tanya, like we learned Rabbi Isa, I'm Rabbi Meir, Kshayisi Yitzel Rabbi Yishmael, when I was by Rabbi Yishmael, Haisi Matil Kankantum La Sochadio. I would put this Kankantum stuff into the ink. Kankantum is something that will make the ink unerasable. V'lo amrli davar. He didn't say anything about this. Right? Meaning, presumably, he was fine. Kishabati hates Rabbi Akiva, Australia. And I came to Rabbi Akiva to learn under Rabbi Akiva's auspices, so he said that was Asr. So Gemara says, Aini, is it really so? That's really true that it's Asr. Gemara will explain exactly why you put Kankantum in the ink. That you used to write a Sefer Torah. Ini is a really true Vamar of Yudam or Shmuel, I'm sure Meir, Chase, Lo Maid, Ezor Rabbi Kiva, I see Matlakan, Tomas of Adio, Lo Amrli Dover, Ukshavati, Ezor Rabbi Shmuel, Amrli Bini, Mamalaktiko, Amrti Lo, well, I guess too fast. But I mean, basically the same story, except in reverse. Rabbi Meir was said that when he was by Rabbi Akiva, he would put Kankantum into the ink, and he didn't say anything, and then he went to Rabbi Yishmael, and Amarli Bini Mamalachta, and he said, my son, what is your profession? And Amarti Lo Lav Lo Rani, he said, I'm a sofer. And then Rabbi Yishmael said to him, Amarli Bini, Havi Zohar Belanachtecha, but be careful in your work, Shemalachtecha Malach HaShemayim, because your work is Malach HaShemayim. Hashem Ha'atam HaChaser, Os Achas, Omi Yaiser, Os Achas, maybe you'll write, you'll be missing one letter, or you'll be put an extra letter, and in says Ma'achriv, is Kolo and Kulo. You will destroy the entire world because the Torah is possible. What's it called? Right, again, just to explain, what do you mean machzer or putting an extra letter or whatever? Right, so Rashi over here, if you look at what's the real problem? So if you look at Rashi, Dibur Maschel Mechaseros Echad Achas, right? How would that destroy the entire world? Listen, I get that it's serious and a Torah that's possible. People have been reading it for a long time. They're missing mitzvos. So what he's referring to, Rashi says over here, if you look, Bechaser Osa Achas, Hashem Elokim Emes, right? Imchaser Aleph, right? Let's say the phrase Hashem Elokim Emes is missing an Aleph. So now you have Harei Atam Machriv. Now you're destroying the world because Hashem Elokim Meis, right? It's almost like that's already lead people to Kfira. Vaydaber Hashem, and if you say Vaydaber Hashem, Imposif Os Achas, Vitichto Vaydabru, and if you add a letter to the word Vaydaber Hashem, and now it's Vaydabru, also, my Nimsik's Machriv, you have people think that there are many gods. Right? Again, and this is so specifically talking about you causing people to become Avri Korsim by changing letters in the Chumash. They'll read it differently and have a different understanding of Kodesh Baruch. So it's said to be careful about the things that you write. So Amarti Lo, so Rabbi Meir said back to him, Davar Echad Yeshli, Vekankantum Tishmo. He said, don't worry, I have this Kankantum, Shanimat Latochadio, that he put into the ink. And we'll explain exactly what he means to say. So Amar Li, so Rabbi Shmuel said back to him, "Chumatin kankadon l'tocha dio." Is that really mutter? Hello, Amar Torah. Doesn't the Torah say v'chosav v'mocha ksav shiachol limchos? Right, but by the parsha of the Sota, that you have to write something that you can't erase. Meaning, if you put this kankadon, which makes the ink unerasable, so then you're going to have a problem. Right, you need to be able to erase. Not that you're going to erase, but you need to be able to erase the writing. So Kankatum was a problem. Right? So that's the end of the statement. That's the end of the phrase. And again, we're going to talk about a bunch of aspects here. But again, if you remember, we started by saying that Rabbi Meir is the one who studied by Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, first of all, my kamalei or my kamahadele. What was this conversation back and forth with Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Meir? What's your profession? Don't miss a letter. Don't worry. I have kankantum. It's not. Wait, he's on 1 second. It's not mutter. So achi kamerle. So this is what he meant to say. Lo mi baya v'chaseres v'yaseres t'lo t'ina. I'm not. You don't need to ask me about the letters that are missing and the letters that I'm going to add. Right? T'lo t'ina. You don't have to worry about that. The baki ana. Because I'm a baki. Remember, said, don't worry. I'm a great sofer. I know the whole Torah. I'm not going to add. I'm not going to miss the letter Aleph by the word MS and think that Kosh Baruch Hu is Meis Chas Hashalom. So Ella, rather, afilu mechash lezvuv, even if you're concerned about a fly, right? Nami dilma osiv yosiv atagi de dalid, maybe a fly will come and sit on the tag, on the end of a dalid, umachik le umashavi le reish, and it'll turn it from a dalid into a reish. So even if you'd be afraid from that after, again, the sofer, Rabbi Meir, is not going to make a mistake, but maybe a fly will come on the Sefer Torah and kind of like rub out the end of the dalet and turning it into a resh. So davar echad yeshli, no, don't worry, because I have this kankatum shmo, I have this kankatum in the ink, shani matil tochadio, so then I have the ink that is unerasable, so even a fly, even something comes, right, and kind of hangs out on it, right, in our outdoor minyanim, so when I often in the bakore, there are a lot of flies, and it's really annoying. And you have to constantly shoo them off the Torah. So even so Rabbi Meir said back to him, don't worry, he's not going to erase the Dalet and turn it into a Reish. Even, you know, I'm not going to make a mistake, but even something that's like that is not going to happen because I have this ink that is unerasable. So Gemara says, 1 second. So now we're going back to the order. Right? We had said that Rabbi Meir served Rabbi Shmuel, and then he served Rabbi Kiva. All right, that's the first order brisa. And the second brisa said he was by Rabbi Akiva, and then he served Rabbi Yishmael. So kasha shimash shimash, kasha asra asra. We also had a stira in terms of who asered this kankan to him. In the first case is Rabbi Yishmael, first case is Rabbi Akiva, second case is Rabbi Yishmael. So bishlam shimash shimash lo kasha. I can answer the whole stira about who he served first, because you could just say meikar asa the commander Rabbi Akiva. Right, first he went to Rabbi Akiva. Udumulo matzi lemekom. Wasn't able to be successful, didn't learn, understand exactly what Rabbi Akiva was saying. He was so in depth, couldn't understand his svaras. So then also committed Rabbi Shmuel. Right, he went to Rabbi Shmuel, the Gemara, and he learned the Gemara, the basis, the text, the halacha. Vada also committed Rabbi Akiva, the Savar Svara. And then he learned how to chapa svara. Right, he went to learn bi'iyun, let's say, by Rabbi Akiva. So he went back and forth and back. Right, okay, so he went to first Rabbi Akiva, then Rabbi Shmuel, then Rabbi Akiva. Ella Asra Asra Kasha. But one second, who asers this dio? Which one is it? So Gemara says, you're right. Kasha, that is a problem. I'm not sure why they didn't just both say that it was asr, but okay. Fine. I'm sorry. No, I take it back. Because the Braisa had said, originally it was by Rabbi Shmuel, and then he didn't protest his use of Kankanzom, then he went to Rabbi Akiva and said it was Osir. Then the Braisa says he went to Rabbi Akiva, he didn't protest, and then he went to Rabbi Shmuel and said it was Osir. So that is the Stira, and then the Gemara says Kasha. Okay. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Meir Haya, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, and then Rabbi Meir, Lakol Matilin Kankanzom Latochadio, Chutz Miparsha Sota. You can put Kankanzom, this unerasable Dio, in the ink that you write a Sefer Torah, except for the Parsha of Sota. Right, you're not allowed to use it there, because Rabbi Meir holds that needs to be able to be erased, even the parts of the Sefer Torah. Yes, when the Pasuk says, V'kasa v'macha, that's talking about the parchment that is dipped in the water, right? Part of the Sota process is erasing the Shem Hashem in water and then having it drink it. So the Pasuk says you have to write it and it has to be erased. So the Gemara learns, right, Rabbi Meir, we just said that you have to, the ink has to be erasable. So Rabbi Meir holds that not only does the Parsha of Sota need to be erasable when you give it a drink, also the Parsha of Sota in Parshas Naso also has to be erasable when you write it in a Sefer Torah. And apparently he holds that you can use a Sefer Torah to be mashka a Sota. Because otherwise, who cares? Like, why would you do that? So Rabbi Yaakov Omer Mishma, Rabbi Yaakov says, in Rabbi Meir's name, so chutz miparshas sota, except for parts of sota sheva mikdash, in the base of mikdash. Meaning the only time you need to have erasable ink is the parsha sota that is written dafka for an actual sota. But in Sefer Torah, you can write it with kakotov, no problem. My binay, what's the nafka minos? I'm Rabbi Yirmiya, limchos. Limchokla mena Torah. To use, as we said before, whether you can use a Sefer Torah to be mashka sota. If you tell me that you can use a Sefer Torah to be mashka sota to erase the Shem Hashem, so then you need to write it in erasable ink. If you can't, so then you do not. Ikibinai, that's the Nafkamino. And Vahani Tanai, Kihani Tanai. And these Tanayim are like these Tanayim. There's another machlokas that is similar. The Tanya, like with other Rabbi, Ein Megillah Kshera Lahashkus Pasa Sota Acheres. You are not allowed to use the Megillah you write for one Sota to be Mashke, to give, to drink another Sota. Rabbi Achai Bar Oshia Amar Megillah Kshera Lahashkus Pasa Sota Acheres. No, Rabbi Achai says you are allowed to use a Megillah that you erased or that you prepared for one Sota for another sota. So apparently it seems to be the same machlokas, right? Because if you're telling me that you need to write a specific ksav for a specific sota, so then you can't use a sefer. Some of a Sefer Torah is not written for a sota, so then you can't use a Sefer Torah to be mashke sota. But if you're telling me that you don't need specific intent to write a specific piece of parchment for a sota, so then in the heart you could use a Sefer Torah to be Mashke Sota. So Amar Papa, Dilma Lohi. Maybe it's not actually the same Machlokas. Because Ad Kam Lo Kamar Tanakama also, maybe when Tanakama over there says that you can't use one scroll for one Sota for another Sota, Ela came into Itnik L'Shum Rachel, Sulo Hajra Minakta L'Shum Leah. Because once you've written a piece of parchment, a piece of Shem Hashem's Dafka for Rachel, you can't any longer use it for Leah. That's the classic, Reuven Shimon. So by women, it's right, Rachel Leah. No, that's not anybody specific. Well, you can't use it for one woman. You can't use it for another woman. Avagami Torah, the Stama Mechtava, but a Torah is not written specifically to be Mashke Sota A. Maybe if it's just Stam with Stam intent, maybe Hachanami the Mechakinon. Maybe you could use a Zevu Torah for Sota B, because it wasn't specifically written for a different Zota. And I'll give you the other logic, the other way. Right? I kind of call Rabbi Achi Bar Yoshia Hassam. Maybe Rabbi Achi Bar Yoshia that said that you are allowed to use one scroll for one Sota for the other Sota, because Ela de Ichtiv Mias Lashim Sota Ba'ola, but because it was written for a Sota. Avagabi Torah, maybe by Sefer Torah, the Islamic Siva that was written Dafka to learn from, maybe he would hold that you cannot use it for a Sota. Right, so again, so that's not necessarily the same Achogas at all. Well, one second. When Rabbi Chai Bar Yoshia said that you can use one Sefer for one Sota, and you can use the same Sefer for another Sota, not the same Sefer, right, because she's going to drink it, but if it was written for one Sota, you can use it for another. One second, hold on, Vaditznan, we learned in the Mishnah, Kasav get the Garish Yisisto, if a person writes a get, to divorce his wife, and he decides not to. So now he has a document, and in the document you have Reuven and Leah, from the city of, Yerushalayim, etc., etc. Then, right, he decides not to use it. So you have this document lying around. Umatsu ben Iro, and he finds somebody in town, V'amar, and he sees, Shimcha Kishmi, V'shem Yishtacha Kishem Yishti, and lo and behold, they have the same names, right? It's also Reuven and Leah from Yerushalayim, and they both want to get, the second one also wants to get divorced. So, Pasol Lagarishba, right? You're not allowed to use this get to be Megarish. So, one second. So, why would Rabbi Chai Bar Yoshia say that you are allowed to use one scroll written for one Sota for another Sota? We see that pieces of parchment and ksav that you designed for one, not allowed to be used for another. By the case of get, it needs to be specifically for the couple involved. As Gemara says, Hachi Ashta, what kind of comparison is this? Hasam, by the case of get, right, it says, V'kosav la. Right? It says you have to write law for her. Ksiv, because of law, ksiv. It's written because of law. You have to write for her. Bina ksiva lishma, and you require the ksiva to be lishma for dafka, the woman who's being divorced. Hacha, here by the sota though, it says v'asala ksiv. It says you do to her. Bina nasiya lishma, and you need to do the mitzvah or do the halacha to her. What is that? Asiya dida mechikahi. That's just the erasing. That's not the writing. Right, so that's not a stira, that's not a kashan of Rav Chai Bar Yoshia at all. Because by get, the only reason you can't use a get for another couple is because you have a specific pasuk that says because of law. Here, by soda, when it says v'asa law, you need to do for her, so that's talking about the erasing. So in a chinami, once it's erased, so then the erasing has to be done specifically for sota A, and you can no longer use that drink for sota B, but as long as you write the parsha that's erased, so we do not find that the Kasavla that we have any specific requirement by the writing that you cannot use from Sota A to Sota B. That's only by get where you have a specific pasuk. Okay. Now, as you can see, this is perhaps the lightest daf that we've encountered in Seches Erevin, and it gets also a little bit more agadata, a little bit more. We're going to talk now about Rabbi Meir. Our Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina. Sorry. Just checking out there. Fine. Okay. Amar Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina. Galui v'yadu lefnei misha amar v'haya olam. It's revealed before Kosh Baruch Hu she'ein b'doro shel Meir kamoso. That Rabbi Meir was the greatest in his generation. U'mipnei ma lo kavu halacha kamoso. Why? So if that's the case, why weren't they koveya the halacha like him? Wait, what does that mean? So if you look later in the Masechta, so amen vav amibes, the Gemara has a bunch of machloksim and says that when you have these rabbanim, a machlokas, between these rabbanim, the halacha is like X, Y, and Z. For example, I'm just flipping over here to Membaba Mabez, just to paraphrase, is Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. If you have Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda, And Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon is a teku. And so we don't know who to follow. So if Rabbi Meir was the greatest, right, why do we say that the halacha is not like Rabbi Meir? Right? All those Talmidim were Talmidim Rabbi Akiva. Right? Why do we not say, if Rabbi Meir was the greatest, why is the halacha not like him? So Mark continues here, again, back on your Gimel Mabez, Shalo Yachlu Chavir of Lamud al Sof Daito. Because he was so great that his Chavir couldn't even understand as well as he tried to explain it. They couldn't even understand his logic. Shu Omar al Tamei Tahor, he would say that something that's Tamei is really Tahor, Umar lo Panim al Tahor Tamei, Umar lo Panim, sorry, my bad. Shu Omerlo al Tamei Tar Umar lo Panim al Tar Tamei Umar lo Panim. That he could say that something is Tar is Tamei, and something that's Tamei is Tar, and he could make it logical. Umar lo Panim means he could make it make sense, and he could run circles around these people in logic, and they couldn't actually chop. That was his greatness. Tana Lenda Raisa Lo Rabbi Meir Shmo Ella Rabbi Nehoroi Shmo. His name was actually Rabbi Nehoroi. V'lama Nikra Shmo Rabbi Meir. Why they call him Rabbi Meir? Shu Meir Einai Chachamim Be'Alacha, because he lit up the eyes of the Chachamim in the Alacha. V'lo Nehoroi Shmo. He wasn't even called Rabbi. He wasn't actually Rabbi Nehoroi. He wasn't actually his name. Ella Rabbi Nechemia Shmo. He's actually Rabbi Nechemia. V'amri Lan. Some people say he was actually Rabbi Elazar Ben Arach. That was Rabbi Elazar Ben Arach. It was his name. Shmo. V'lama Nikra Shmo Nehoroi. Why did they call him Nehoroi? Same idea. Sheman here Einai Chachamim Be'Alacha. He would light up the eyes of the Chachamim in Halacha. Amar Rabbi. Hi, demachdidana mechavirai, the chazise l'Rabbi Meir meachorai. Rabbi said, the reason I am so mechadidna, so much sharper than mechavirai, because I saw Rabbi Meir's back. I learned from behind Rabbi Meir. V'ilu chazise mekame, if I would have sat in front of him, sabim mechadidna tfei, I would have been even sharper. Dechtiv, as the pasuk says, v'ayu einecha ro'o says morecha, because your eyes should see your more, your Rabbi. I'm Rabbi Avo, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Talmud Ayelo, the Rabbi Meir, Vesumchus Shmo. Sorry, that's just a ram call going around. Unfortunately, someone passed away. Okay. I'm Rabbi Avo, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Talmud Ayelo, the Rabbi Meir, Vesumchus Shmo. Rabbi Meir had a Talmud named Sumchus, Shaya Omer, I'll call Dover Vedover, Shel Tuma, Arbaim, Shmona Taime. Toma, I'll call Dabar Darshal Tara, Arbaim Ushmone Taime Tara. That Sumchus could say 48 reasons why something is Tame, and 48 reasons why something is Tahor. So, yeah, again, another tremendous Talmud learning from Rabbi Meir. Again, in logic, he was tremendous in logic. Tana, we learned in Raisa, Talmud Vosikaya Biavne, there was an old Talmud in Yavne, Shai Mataris, Asheretz Bemeyev, Chamishin Taimim. He could also, his svara was brilliant. He could give you 150 reasons why a sheretz should be tahor. Right, logically. Rashi says, Tosus says over here, my harifu su the tire is a sheretz. Like, what are you talking about? Right? Sha Torah tum also behedyuk. The Torah says straight up that a sheretz is tamei. Right? What's so great? He could give you 150 pieces of logic that a sheretz is tahor. Torah says beferish that it's tamei. So why is that so great? So Rabbeinu Tam is a long arichas here that, to be totally honest, I didn't understand 100%. But he said maybe he's talking about tumas nevela, and he's talking about a kezias b'masa by touching it, by carrying it. Okay, a lot of dinim and tumantara that frankly I didn't understand 100%. But all right. Anyway, this Talmud Vasi could say 150 reasons why a sheretz lechora should be tahor. Amar Ravina. Ravina said, "Ani Adon, I am Adun. I will judge v'taharenu, and I'll give you the logic why it's tahor, why a sheretz should be tahor." Uman nachash shemimi sumar betuma, a nachash, a snake who kills and increases the amount of tumah in the world, but tahor, that snake is tahor. So sheretz, she'ein mimi sumarbe, but a random creepy crawly, right, doesn't kill anybody. Umarbe tumah doesn't increase tumah in the world, so lakosher gain, certainly, sheretz should be tahor. Right, velohi, and the Gemara says that's not actually the greatest fire in the world. Maisa kotz be'alma kavid, where the snake is doing a maisa kotz, meaning he's just sticking a thorn in the person, and Rahman Tzlan, the person dies, or it's the death of the person that causes the tumah, it's not the snake that's imparting tumah on someone else, so the logic does not necessarily hold. There was 3 years of machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Halalu omrim alacha kamoseinu, v'halalu omrim kalacha kamoseinu. Right? We saw slight references to Gemara before. Both of them said, the halach is like us, both of them said the halach is like us, and Yotza Bas Kolver Amra, Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim, Hein V'halach K'Beis Hillel. That, oh, both of them are Divrei Elokim Chayim, the halacha is like Beis Hillel. That is, this is a long arichos in terms of Ashkafa. How do you understand Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim? How could both of them be true? But, Lamaisa, Mutar Aser Tamei Tohor, right, you gotta pick one, right, so the simple pshat is that halacha is not black and white, and there are a lot of approaches in Achronim. Obviously, this is not a Shkafashir, so we won't get into them so much. But it could be very well be that in Shemayim, things are not black and white. Human down here on Earth, we like to think, you know, things are black and white, good or bad, right and wrong. Could be that things are a bit more complicated up in Shemayim. But again, I don't. This is opening up a Pandora's box, and let's not go into this. But either way, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim. We try to understand both the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel. But the halacha is like the Beis Hillel. V'china achash elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim mipnei mazachu Beis Hillel k'vo halach kamosan. Well, if both of them are divrei Elokim Chayim, right, both of them are legitimate, as the Bas Kol said, so why was Beis Hillel zochet to have the halacha like that? Mipnei shenochin v'aluvin hayu. Because Beis Hillel were, frankly, nicer. Right? Nochin, they were more noach. Rashi says aluvin is savlanim, they were more patient. Vishonin derehen v'divrei Beis Shammai, and they would teach both shitas. V'lo od, and not only that, ela shemakdim en divrei Beis Shammai l'divrehen. They would even cite Beis Shammai's shita before their own opinion. Kaosu shishaninu, just like we taught in the following case. Misha haya rosh v'ruba v'suka v'shulchan v'suka bayis. Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel and Hilchos Sukkah. If you have more, again, we know the minimum shear for a sukkah is rosh v'ruba. Maybe shochano, but okay, either way, if you have your head and most of your body inside of a sukkah, but your shulchan, your table, is inside the house, right? As you can imagine, it's a very small sukkah. Not so much room, excuse me, for your table. So Beis Shammai poslim, Beis Hillel machshirin. Beis Shammai says it's possible. Gemara over there says, Shemi yimshach acharei shulchano, that you might go after your table. It's concerned that you may leave the sukkah. Beis Hillel machshirin, Beis Hillel says it's fine. Amo Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel said to Beis Shammai, Lo kachay maisa, wasn't this a story? Shalchu zikne Beis Shammai, v'zikne Beis Hillel, levakar Rabbi Yochanan ben Achuranis. Isn't this the story how the Talmidei Beis Shammai, Talmidei Beis Hillel, the Zekanim of both of them went to visit Rabbi Yochanan ben Achuranis, and Matzal Reoshi Rosha Berubo Besukah Beshulchanu Besukah Bayis, and they found him doing with this exact halacha, this exact case. Most of his body and his head was in the sukkah, and his table was in his house. So Amar Lehen Beis Shammai said back to him, "What are you talking about? Misham Raya, that's the proof." Meaning, like, nobody said anything, right? The implication is nobody said anything. Beis Shammai said, that's not the raya, that's not a proof at all, because that's not how the story happened. Afhein omrulo imkar chayisanoeg lo kiyamta mitzvasukah miyamecha. They said, no, the Beis Shammai said to him, what are you talking about, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Ben Choranis, if this is how you did sukkah your entire life, you were never mekayim the mitzvah. Right? Lalamdecha seichel hamashpil atzmo akash. Oh, so one second. You see that Rabbi Beis Shammai, what's the case here? What are we trying to prove? We're trying to say that Beis Hillel quoted Beis Shammai Shita before them. Let's just to clarify what that means. If you read Rashi over here, Shemagdim and Divrei Beis Shammai Divreiim, Dikamri Luhu Maisa Holchu Beis Shammai Vahadar Zikne Beis Hillel. Meaning, what did they say in the Maisa? Right, they say that what was the Maisa that Beis Shammai said? The Beis Hillel tried to use to prove their sheath of the Beis Shammai. They said, what was the story? Haya Maisa Shaholchu Zikne Beis Shammai Vizikne Beis Hillel. The Beis Hillel are saying that the Zikne Beis Shammai and the Zikne Beis Hillel went to visit Rabbi Yochanan. So that's putting Beis Shammai before Beis Hillel. Right, you see, again, they were more, I don't know, humble or whatever. Fine. But either way, the fact that you see that Beis Hillel's midos, as it were what caused the halakha to be like that. Lamedcha, the Gemara continues, Shagala mashbil atzmo akash baruch magbiro. That anybody who kind of puts himself down, right, kind of lowers himself, Kosh Baruch Hu raises him up. V'chala magbiya, that's why someone who raises himself, like Kosh Baruch Hu mashpilo, Kosh Baruch Hu casts him down. This is, again, a phrase found in the Geras Ramban. He quotes his Gemara over here, talking about how a person should act in terms of his midos. Kala machazer ala gdula, anybody who runs after greatness, Gedula borachas mimenu, the greatness and kavod runs away from him. Kol borech min gedula, someone who runs away from kavod and greatness. So gedula machzeres acharav, the greatness runs after him. It's not talking about greatness on a personal accomplishment level. It's talking about honor and kavod honor and kavod. Right? So if a person runs away, so it runs after him, and if a person runs after it, so it runs away from the person. And anybody who's careful about time, what does that mean? Dochek literally means to push. If you look at Rashi over here, dochek es hasha mityaga lahashir v'lizgad del v'rosh eino matzliach. If a person is impatient to become great, someone who tries to kind of force his success before his proper time, so asha doch koso, so the time kind of pushes back almost, meaning someone who kind of forces the issue and tries to rush his rise to prominence and greatness, so that's not going to work out. The time will push back at you. For anybody who's kind of pushed away by time, meaning he's patient and he waits for good things to happen, so then Shah Omedislo, the time will stop for him. At the right time, he will become great and succeed and be matzliach and whatever he was trying to do. Tana Rabbanan, meaning everything in its proper time, and don't try and force the hand of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Tana Rabbanan, again, this, like you see, this daf is a bit of a shkafa, a bit of a gadata, right? A little of a welcome break from the intensity of Erevin. Tana Rabbanan, Shtei Shanu Umechza Nechlaku Beisham Beisilo. Here the machlokas is that the Braisa says there was 2.5 years instead of 3 years. Well, I guess this is by a specific question. All right, I take it back. The Braisa said before 3 years they were arguing. Okay, and finally the halacha is like Beisilo. But here it's a specific question. Kind of well-known Gemara, Shtei Shanim Umechza Nechlaku Beishamai Ubeis Hillel. For 2.5 years, Beishamai Beis Hillel argued, Halalu Omrim Noachlo La'adam Shalanivra Yoser Mishanivra, V'halalu Omrim Noachlo La'adam Mishanivra Yoser Mishalonivra. Was it better for man to have been created or not? They debated this for 2.5 years. And Nimnu Vagamru, and they counted, and they voted, and they decided, Noachlo La'adam Shalonivra. Right? Probably better had we not been created. Yosef Mishanivra, better as opposed to have been created. But Achshav Shanivra, now that we have been created, right, again, what's the Nafkamina? So the Nafkamina is like this. Now that we have been created, Yifash Beish B'masav, a person should delve into his actions. V'amrila, and some people say, Yimash Meish B'masav, he should delve into his actions. What's the difference between a fashmesh and a yimashmesh? So Rashi writes over here is simply past or future. Your fashmesh is you should look into your previous actions and improve and do tshuva, right? Very apropos for Elul. And yimashmesh is you should prepare your future actions and be careful about what you're going to do in the future and plan things out, and that way you won't come to sin. Okay, Shkoya Kol Ravosai, have a tremendous Shavuot Tov and a great week and a Chodesh Elul. I hope your tshuva process has gotten a good kick, good start off. And Mitzvah Hashem, have a tremendous day and night, depending on where you are listening to this.